Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and our Lord Jesus. Amen. The Word of God for our consideration today is the first lesson printed on page 3 of our worship folder. I asked the kids in the children's message if, you know, they had ever done something like, you know, take a cookie or a piece of candy when they weren't supposed to and got completely away with it. I'm sure they all have, right? What about you? Have you ever committed a sin and actually got completely away with it? Nobody found out. Can you think of any? Oh yeah, we all can, right? So what I want you to do is I want you to get a piece of paper. I want you to write down every sin that you committed that you completely got away with. I want you to give them to me. I'm going to read them, and then I'm going to share them with either your parents, your spouse, your children, your boss, or your coworkers, or anybody else I think might really want that information. Good idea? Probably not, right? Probably not a good idea. But you do know that you didn't really get away with it, right? Who knows? God does. Even the kids knew that, right? God knows. We're going to talk today about a man named Achan who committed a sin, and he actually thought he got completely away with it. And then what the Lord did is he taught Achan, and he teaches us and the people of Israel in a very graphic way that nothing is hidden from God. Just to set the stage for this story in the Bible, the people of Israel had entered the promised land. Moses had died back on Mount Nebo. Joshua was appointed as the new leader and prophet of Israel. He led the people across the Jordan River. And the first city they conquered was the city of Jericho. Do you remember that story? The people of Israel came and they marched around the city for 7 consecutive days. And on the 7th day, they blew the trumpets. The walls of Jericho collapsed. The people of Israel went in and conquered the city. God had given them some very specific directions. He said, when you go into the city, what I want you to do is I want you to take all the gold, the silver, the bronze, and the iron, and I want you to take it out of the city and put it in the Lord's treasury. It was to go to the church, go to the Lord, probably because they were going to use it later on to build the temple. And everything else should be completely burned up. They weren't allowed to take anything for themselves. The next town they came to was a relatively small town compared to Jericho called Ai. And some of the Israelites' spies went in and checked out the town and said, you know, we don't need to send our whole army. We can take this with a couple thousand men. So they did. They went and they attacked Ai, and the Israelite army was completely routed. 36 Israelites were killed, and the people of Ai chased them back to their camp. And they couldn't figure out why. So Joshua went to the Lord and basically he said, I don't understand this. How can you be powerful enough to cause the walls of the great city of Jericho to collapse and give us that great victory? And now we come to this little town of Ai and we lose the battle. This is what God told Joshua. The Lord said, Israel has sinned. They have violated my covenant, which I commanded them to keep. They have taken some of the devoted things. They have stolen. They have lied. They have put them with their own possessions. Okay? Pretty simple, right? Israel had sinned. They've stolen. They've lied. And they put the things in their own possession. So God said to Joshua, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go and I want you to find out who did it. So the next morning, all the people of Israel, all the men of Israel came out. And God selected the tribe of Judah. And all the tribe of Judah came forward. And then he said he selected them clan by clan, and then family by family. And finally, you had one family there. And the Lord said, it's Achan. So Joshua has Achan come forward, and this is what he said. My son, give glory to the Lord, the God of Israel. Give him the praise. Tell me what you have done. Do not hide it from me. Well, Achan's kind of got his back to the wall now, right? So this is what Achan says. It is true, I have sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel. This is what I have done. When I saw the plunder, a beautiful robe from Babylon, 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold weighing 5 shekels, I coveted them and I took them. They're hidden in the ground inside my tent. Can you imagine putting yourself in Achan's position? I mean, it must have been so easy for him, right? I mean, he sees this beautiful robe. He sees about 5 pounds of silver and about 20 ounces of gold. It'd be so easy just to take it, right? Who's going to know? You know, with all the plunder of the entire city, who's going to miss one robe? Who's going to miss one 5-pound block of silver and a 20-ounce block of gold? It's so easy. So he took him back and he buried him in the floor underneath his tent. And I don't know what he thought. He said, you know, I can always make excuses of where I got the new robe. And if I spend the silver and the gold little by little, who's going to know? He honestly thought he had completely gotten away with it. Now imagine how he felt when he heard Israelites' army was defeated. Maybe he was part of the army. And then Joshua calls all the people together and he says, someone's stolen some of the money that was supposed to go and be devoted to the Lord. And now he's standing there with the tribe of Judah's taken. He walks forward, clan by clan, family by family, until Achan's family is standing there. And Joshua points to him and says, Achan, what have you done? Can you imagine that? I can't imagine what he went through. And then what happened? God told the Israelites to take Achan, his family, and everything he possessed to the valley of Achor. So they found all the stuff in his tent. They spread it all out. His family, Achan, all his possessions, take it out to the valley of Achor, stone them all to death, burn everything he owns, and then pile up a huge pile of stones over the body of Achan. Little overkill? I mean, we would think so. We don't execute people for stealing. So why did God do it? He did it to set an example, right? I mean, the people of Israel had come in. Jericho was their very first conquest. And God had to say, these people have to understand that when I tell them to do something, they got to do it. And I'm not going to tolerate people sinning and disobeying me. You know, you think Achan, who probably thought it was no big deal, as he and his family are being led out to the valley of Achan, and he starts feeling those stones and his body bruised, do you think Achan knew that what he had done was serious? Yeah, he did. You know, and I don't know. I don't know if as Achan was breathing his last breath, if he believed in the promised Savior that was to come. I mean, his confession certainly seemed sincere, didn't it? He admitted he had sinned against the Lord. And I would like to think that Achan's in heaven because he was forgiven. We won't know for sure until we all get there. What's going through the minds of the people of Israel at this time? Do you think it was an example and a warning to them? You got to believe that the people of Israel were thinking about, what about my own sins? What about all those things that I've done that nobody else knows about? Are you thinking about yours? We are, aren't we? What's the message? Nothing's hidden from God, right? So what's the only solution? Go to God. Go to Jesus and make sure you ask for forgiveness. Make sure you repent of all of those sins. I'm not saying you got to write them down and share them with everybody, but make sure you understand that even those hidden sins need to be forgiven by Jesus. When you see Jesus going to the cross in this Lenten season, and you see his suffering, and you see his death on Calvary, what's the reason for that? It's because of our sins, right? I mean, we have the example of Achan in the Old Testament, which certainly shows the seriousness of sin. But really, all we should have to look at is the cross of Christ and say, if this is what Jesus, the perfect, innocent Son of God, who resisted every temptation, not just the ones in the wilderness by the devil, but every other one resisted all of those temptations and took his blood and shed it on the cross and gave his life, that should tell us the seriousness of our sin. And my friends, that's the message we have to take home today. Every sin we commit, whether we get caught or not, is a sin against God. And we need to turn to Jesus. And we need to look at that cross, and we need to know and believe and understand that Jesus paid for our sins on that cross. And we need to know, understand, and believe that all of our sins are forgiven by Jesus. So make sure you do that. Make sure you say, Jesus, you forgive me for all sins, even the hidden ones. Amen.